teachers are going to be expected to use transgender-friendly language. So, you know, for some time we've been concerned that teachers can't talk about mothers and fathers, and they can't have a special day where they make cards for their mothers. We can't have a Mother's Day card or Father's Day celebration or anything like that. Now it's to the point where you can't use the word boys and girls. And you can't say, and even in health class, you can't say women have eggs and produce babies because they have eggs, and men have sperm. And so the sperm, the man's sperm and the woman's egg come together, and that's how babies produce. They're not allowed to talk like that, Todd. So they have to say persons with ovaries produce eggs, persons with testicles produce sperm. They're not allowed to say boy and girl, male and female. That's what's coming down the pike at us. And if you think that is not something that's rife for confusion and creating confusion in children's minds, destabilizing the identity, the gender identity of children who have no reason to be disturbed or destabilized, you know, you're simply kidding yourself if you think that that's a harmless set of pedagogical norms.